The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We had a winner in the cash machine today. It means it is currently empty, but not for long. In about 30 minutes' time, we will reload it. I'll let you know how much you could win tomorrow and how to enter the competition. If you do win it, you could spend that money renovating your house. And we're going to have some sage advice in that regard now, because Dermot Bannon is with me, the architect and presenter of RTE's Room to Improve, and Claire Irwin, quantity surveyor, on the show. This is part of kind of news talks. Go Green project, and we want to talk a little bit about what grants are available in terms of renovation and in terms of sustainability and how people can get them. So Dermot, I mean, how much of a game changer have these grants been in the last couple of years?
They've been huge for me, because I suppose what we've done has meant is, like, when you start into a project, there's kind of what people want to do and what you should do, and what people will want: the bigger kitchen, they'll want the walk-in wardrobe, they'll want the en-suites. And for the last kind of years, we've been trying to put in what you should do is make the home that you have as energy efficient and as warm as possible. But, like, that's a big spend, and it's really difficult to say to somebody to spend money, and
it's invisible as well.
You never see it.
I always struck by that on Room to Improve, is people come to you and they say, we want ABC, here's our budget, and then you come back after Claire talks to you and others and you say 50% of the budget is gone and you're not going to see any of it, because it's the roof, the walls and the wiring,
and it'll look exactly the same. So that's the difficult, but I suppose what it is, it's a feeling when you walk into the house of warmth. Anybody who's recently done a house, renovated a house, built a house, will know the difference of a feeling, you know, that they have. Now, you've done yours, and I presume when you go to somebody's house, who it's an F rating, you feel it.
Dermot, I don't know how they live.
I actually don't know how they get by.
Well, I've stopped. They know who they are.
But it is that thing. It's where the money, and getting people to spend money on stuff. But I think now, as people are experiencing an A-rated house and they're going to somebody else's house and they're in their T-shirts in December, at this time of the year, like, you're walking around in shorts and things like that. How do you do it? And I think people are slowly cottoning onto that. And obviously, we have obligations. By 2030, we have to turn so much of our housing stock around. And that's why the grants are available. That's why they're pumping money at this problem, is to try and get all those 1960s, 1970s, 1980s houses up to current standards. And that's why the money is there. Take it. You're mad not to.
So it allows you to create that kind of that feeling, that coziness, that warmth right throughout the year, that energy and efficiency. It also allows people, again, to stretch that budget, because suddenly there's a bit of help.
Money there. Now, it does. Look, most of the money, and Claire will probably answer this, but like, if you're doing you'll get, say, 30,000 in a grant, it's going to cost you 60. So it's not going to go into the new kitchen, if you know what I mean. But it is there, and it's there to be availed of. And the more you spend and the more you do, the bigger the grants that you get. So you're kind of mad not to do it, especially if you're doing a big job. And most people who buy an old 1960s, 1970s, they're demolishing the insides of it. They're knocking down. They don't want the small cellular rooms, you know, the old kitchen and the old dining. They knock them all together and they might put a bit of an extension. So if you're going to that extent, you may as well finish off the job.
So, Claire, talk us through the larger grants that are available and how easy they are to apply for.
So the SEAI, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, they would probably be the first port of call. They have a range of grants available, be it like the smaller end of the spectrum, if you were just wanting to do minor upgrade work, such as insulating your attic or upgrading your heating controls. You can access grants on their website to help pay for those works. So say, for example, if you're insulating your attic, you can apply on the SEAI's website, get a grant for about €1,700, employ a contractor who is on the SEAI's approved list, get them to do the work, pay that contractor, and then the SEAI will pay you retrospectively back for the grant amount. Or if you're going a little bit further, and if you're doing like a big home renovation and you're going to insulate maybe walls, change windows, change the heating system, then you could consider going down the one-stop shop route. So the one-stop shop route basically means you're employing a specialised contractor that's on the SEAI's website, and they're professionals doing this every single day of the week, home energy upgrades. So they come in, fully manage the project, carry out all of the works. So they would insulate the walls, change the windows, change your heating system, whatever. And say, for example, if all of the construction works cost €60,000, then you would get a grant for approximately 30,000. So it's about 50% grant funding.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the one-stop shop is that you don't have to cash flow the grant amount. So say, for example, if the works cost 60, you're getting a grant for 30, you never have to fund that.
Because I was going to ask, because in the former example, you paid up front, you got the money back.
Yes.
On the bigger one-stop shop, you don't need the 60 grand.
No. Yes. So the SEEI pay the one-stop shop contractor the grant directly. So you never have to fund that, which is fantastic. Now, the only difficulty that we have, and we demonstrated it on Room to Improve this year, was that it's pretty tricky to get a contractor on the SEEI's website who will do structural works and other bits and pieces that you might want carried out when you're doing the energy upgrade work to partake in that. So we, the second last episode, Dermot, of the show, Room to Improve, Not Lion, we used a one-stop shop called Larkrock Developments, who were superb. And they were one contractor out of a list of 20 who agreed to do additional structural works for us. But if it's just energy home energy upgrade that you're carrying out, then, you know, one-stop shop's the way to go. But if you want other bits and pieces of work thrown into the mix while the builders
and
are on site...
Why is that? Why are there... not too many builders signing up?
These builders, the list of 20, they are specialized in coming in, doing a home energy audit in your house, insulating the walls from the outside or the inside, changing the windows, changing the heating system. Energy upgrade is their speciality. Knocking down walls, putting up steel beams, reconfiguring, skirting, architrave, decorating is not their speciality. So they're focused on volume. They want to, they have targets.
Do as many houses as possible. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. So they're under serious pressure to get targets from the SEA and output so many houses per year. But there are one-stop shops out there who do the all of the work. So
they don't want to be fluting around putting in someone's kitchen. They want to be moving on to the next house.
And then the gap there is that most people who buy a second-hand house want to do something with it. So I think there is a gap there that needs to be filled, and we kind of highlighted it this year. But it is something that needs
to be... And is the problem in filling that gap just that, I guess, you know, where there's a shortage of builders, nobody feels the need to fill it? They're like, I'm block booked up anyway, Dermot. I kind of don't need to exploit that gap in the market.
I can choose what I want to do.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of that. So I think it does need to be incentivized, because, there's a whole cohort of houses that probably won't avail of the grants, and even worse, might not do the work, because they might think, oh, it's too expensive. So the whole idea with this is to get people to do the work that we need to do as a country.
And how prescriptive is it in terms of what you can do when you avail of the grant? In terms of, because somebody's texted in about, you know, owning a very old house and they want kind of supports for wool or hemp or breathable products. And maybe that's quite specific. Other people I know talk about kind of, you know, old boilers being phased out, or they prefer stay on the gas. They don't want to bring in a heat pump. They don't like the sound of it at night underneath the window, whatever. Or stoves and fireplaces. That's a big one.
But just going back to the first point there, the beauty of the deep retrofit grant is a holistic approach. You just have to get it up to a B2. How you do it depends on your house. It depends on what your walls are made of. So if you've got an old stone cottage, you'll have to use a diathenite or a breathable insulation. So it's not prescriptive. You can come up with the solution if you're availing of the grant. So, because each house will need a different solution. Some of them will take external insulation, some of them won't. Some of them will need the walls pumped, some of them will need breathable insulation, some of them will, you know, it's a different solution for every house.
Some of them will need a bit of both. You've got an old stone cottage and you've got a 1980s extension on the back of it.
And we did a house in Erlingford, which was an old stone cottage and a 1970s extension onto it. So everything needs to be done. It's not as prescriptive as it might sound, so you can control your specification.
And like fireplaces and things like that, because there are people now, we have no fireplace in your house, you have a stove in your house.
I have.
My sister built a new house, they put a stove in it. I can't understand. Get rid of the stoves.
Do you know, it's an Irish thing. I was talking to somebody from Italy last week and they were talking about eating olives.
I'm a real continental.
You are continental.
You know, that's what people say about me all the time.
That's what I'm seeing sitting here. But it's it is the thing that most people will ask for: a fire, they'll ask for a stove, they'll ask for something. And it's because in our house we like water and we like fire.
Because they have a cousin who'll foot turf for them up the Midlands.
Well, you see, you can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore. And it's what you call it. That's a nice little segue. We don't make you can't buy Bord na Mona haven't made turf for 2 years.
Yeah.
So there is a big kind of oxymoron, that's the right word,
yes,
for when you are creating an an A-rated house, but people still want to have a fire or a stove in it. And it's people actually go out, and again, it's another layer to this. They mindlessly buy fuel. They'll go to the garage. We've all done it on a Friday night, cold, damp, wet, it's dark. You'll always pick up the thing that's closest thing. So trying to get people to think about what they do buy. And Willow is actually one of the, Willow is one of the most sustainable fuels that you can buy. So Willow Warm, who I've partnered up with over the last couple of years to help people with all this, they make what are called Willow Warm briquettes, right? And what it is, it's the most sustainable fuel you can buy. It's 100% carbon neutral. So whatever it sets off in carbon, it's recaptured again while the willow tree is growing.
Okay, yeah.
So it is actually, they're not greenwashing it or buying it. So yeah, think about what you're buying for a stove. And they do want to put in stoves, but think about what you're putting into it. And actually, if anybody wants a bit of advice out there, I think Willow Warm are running a competition which runs out on the 31st of March. So it's willowwarm.ie, and they can get a free home visit by me. And all the stuff we've talked about today, I can go through it with your own home. I can come up with your own specification, give you advice on how to make it warm, or any design issue. Even if you just want me to come down for a cup of tea, I'll do that.
All right. That's willowwarm.ie. That's that website. The other website is sseairtricity.com, because a News Talk Going Green is with thanks to SSE Airtricity. To find out more about generation green home upgrade, go to that website.
All the grants are available, as Claire said, on SCAI.ie.
There's three different websites.
Yes.
We'll throw them up on Twitter. At The Hard Shoulder is the Twitter account. The links to the various ones. Dermot Bannon, Claire Irwin, thanks a million for joining us here on The Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.